Good morning, millennials.
Welcome back to the toast. Ugh. And happy Monday. Ugh.
Thumbs down. TD. However, looking on the bright side, shall we? What if we just looked on the bright side, Turtle?
Okay, let's hear it. Make your case.
Okay. Exciting week ahead because every day of this week brings us one step closer to being together.
I like that.
Also, this is our final week before Turtle's LA week.
Oh, and Turtle has firmed up her guest co-hosts, and they are more star-studded than you can even imagine. And I'm not even, being exaggerated.
No, she's not. So we have to make the most of this time together. Like, this is our last Monday together for two weeks. I'm feeling emo.
Did I tell you who I booked for my fifth and final?
No,
okay, but let's do reactions. I'll text you day by day who I'm doing, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Because you sent me the names when I asked you after last week's episode, but send me them again because I need to
process. And I just booked my Monday. It's probably the most famous person on the list. I definitely spelled the name wrong. Did you know that?
Yes, because that was in your text from last week. I only just learned this, though. My heart is worried.
Wednesday? Who's Wednesday? I know who they are. I just don't know which order. I think she's Wednesday.
Wow, major.
Thursday.
Major. How annoying are we? Sound off in the comments.
I'm definitely getting this order wrong, but whatever.
Incredible.
And then family.
Bring it home.
Yeah, so I've just been kind of.
Bringing it home with
your sis. I've just been booking, bookings.
You love to see it. I mean, what else is there to do in LA other than make deals, shake hands?
That's pretty much what I'll be doing the entire week. Oh, and running a 5K, but I won't talk about it.
And running a 5K. No biggie.
Small.
Things she's doing. 5K.
I'm actually running the 5K with Ben and Josh, who I saw last night. And, Josh is he's a person who is in he's already in shape. He run before the 5K, he had been on a run, somewhat recently. Ben and I on Saturday, and I'll just get my running anecdote out of the way really quick. Ben started his training, literally day one. And let me tell you, he couldn't run for more than a minute. And we ran for the same amount of time, but so we ran for 25 minutes. I set a new personal goal of running 2 miles without stopping. It took me about 24 minutes. And when we were done, Ben was I literally just walked. And I'm like, oh, okay. But he had run, his distance had been 1.7. It's not fair being a boy. He has these long strides. I'm over here huffing and puffing for 25 minutes, working the hardest I've ever worked. Ben's going for a brisk walk and jogging for 30 seconds at a time. And we net did similar distance.
A lot of things are unfair about being a man versus being a small girl. He probably gets allotted double the amount of calories 1,000%. That you do in a day. Let me look on the bright side, Please. Shall I? When you lose 5 pounds, it's major. You're a different person. When he loses 5 pounds, nobody notices. On the dark side, though, it's very easy for him to lose 5 pounds. And for us littles, it's not so
much. Yeah, no, I think a lot about, the differences between Ben and I. And I've started to think about them even more being on this health journey with him. A bad day on his health journey, is nothing. He could still lose weight. And me, I'm set back a month from one day. It's not fair. Low-key, hate Ben.
But it's just girly things. On this one, it's not Ben specific. It's just men versus women.
That's so true.
Men are from Mars. Women are from Venus.
Literally.
Two different planets,
man. How was your weekend? I didn't really talk to you.
I didn't talk to you either. And I want to FaceTime with you after this FaceTime to get all the behind the scenes deets. But I didn't talk to you at all because I really had an amazing weekend. Something kind of monumental has happened around here, which is that a nice new little park opened up.
Oh, yeah. She was at the park all weekend, you guys. Don't look for her.
We were at the park all weekend. And I was talking about this on my episode with Josh Peck, things you appreciate as a parent.
New park. Not shitted
new
on.
New park. It's kind of just changed the social scene 1,000%. Around here. We're constantly going in the park with our neighbors, meeting up at the park. We just post up at the park. It's kind of like when you were describing the new kosher market.
Of course.
As just being the center of
things. The social universe.
That's kind of, that's kind of what the park has done for us. So that was really like my entire weekend spent at the park.
I thank you for putting it into perspective, like kind of the analogy of the kosher market. Like I totally get what you're saying. Everything's changed. Like there will only be BP and AP before park and after park.
Yeah. So parents, sound up in the comments. How long till your kids get sick of a specific park? Like could it go on forever? Or like once they've, how many times do they have to go before they're like, okay, we've seen this.
That's
slide.
Actually a good point. Well, think about it. You have,
I feel like it could go a really long time.
In your backyard, you have like a swing set jungle gym item.
Yeah.
How are the kids still into it? Yes.
Yes, they are.
That's basically a mini park.
Yeah. Oh, also Josh Peck, should we just call this episode? Should we just call him up and get him on the episode? Because we can't stop literally talking about him. He told me that a mini park is actually called a parklet.
Oh, I don't know if that's true.
I hope it is.
A parklet? L-E-T or L-E-T-T-E?
I think L-E-T-T-E, that means
it's
little.
Skinny French.
Yeah, we're kind of French.
So would you say
here.
The new park in your neighborhood is a park or a parklet?
I think say it's a parklet.
Damn.
Let's not get ahead
that's
of ourselves.
That's amazing. Have you ever been to a national park?
I guess not.
Yeah, no, I haven't either.
I've been to Yellowstone.
That's a park.
The town.
Oh.
I guess it's within, like.
Like, did you do the, like, did you go in the park?
I don't know if where I was staying was, like, in the park, but we didn't go to, like, the geysers and such.
It's really crazy to have
let
gone
me check
to,
out
like,
a map.
By the way, I don't know if I necessarily knew that Yellowstone was a town in addition to a park, but I guess that's what the show's about.
Yeah, like, do the Duttons live in Yellowstone National Park? No, because it's national.
You can't
they own
live
it
in
private.
A national park.
Right.
I bring up national parks because I saw this TikTok of somebody who had like been to all of them and she was ranking like the best hiking trails. And I've literally like never been to a national park. I don't go on hikes, but I watched the whole thing because she had great footage. And I think I want to go to a national park. Like they look really insanely beautiful. Like you can't believe it's America.
I think I stayed on the outskirts of Yellowstone National Park. I agree. You know who kind of always is finding herself in a national
Satchel,
park?
Satchel Cratchell.
Hey, Satch, how you
not
doing?
Not listening to us.
Miss you. She's at Stagecoach.
So, yeah, this weekend. So, Shannon and I did not go to Stagecoach this year. Shannon had a couple of shows on her tour booked. And so when she said she wasn't going, I was like, okay, I can't be, like, the oldest person at Stagecoach. Like, having Shannon was, like, my buddy, and I'm not going to go with Margo and her friends. So I'm like, you know what? You kids go. Have the best time. And we were texting each other on Saturday morning being like, oh my God, like we have no FOMO. It kind of looks boring. We were being like such haters because Friday night was Eric Church. Margo said his performance was very strange. It was like all acoustic, but very boring. People were walking out. So I was like, oh my God, thank God. Like honestly, thank God. And I was like, it doesn't look girly pop at all. And were we eating our words? Yes, last night. Not only did Miranda Lambert absolutely slay on Saturday night, she brought out Reber. Like it's turdy coated. And Margot's story is like, it just looked amazing. And then last night was Morgan Wallen, which like everyone knew was going to be amazing. And everyone was like, Turdy, why don't you go? Oh, and last week when I was saying how I'm not going to explain myself anymore, I couldn't think of like the example I was thinking of. It was like, everyone asked me why I didn't go to Stagecoach. Like, do I need to have a reason? But if you're looking for one, here it is. A lot of people were like, she was supposed to be in Israel. No, actually, I was coming back. I wasn't like deeply moved by the lineup.
Lineup.
Then Shannon wasn't going. And it's like a lot of work. It's really far. The outfits, it's like expensive. And I don't know, I did it last year and I was just like, I'm not going to do it. And I'm like living a life of regret. It looked amazing.
Well, Morgan Wallen's performing at MetLife in 3 weeks. And I wanted to talk to you about
that
offline. That
was the other thing is that the only person there that like I really like was dying to see was Morgan Wallen. I've never seen him live. I am seeing him in 3 weeks. Like, I'll be fine.
Okay, yeah, I was going to text you about that. We'll chat offline.
We'd love to chat offline with you. Should we set a time?
Yeah, when we wrap.
Yeah, because we're like on set.
Yeah, we're on set doing major movie things.
MMT.
This is a movie.
Life is a movie when you're Jackson Turd.
If we were a movie, you'd be the right girl.
Isn't it crazy that there are two songs?
There's a Taylor Swift
right,
song.
Right, if this were a movie. I don't know. Why am I literally...
It's a vault track, right?
No, I think it's like an OG Fearless. Taylor Swift.
I don't think so.
If this was a movie. Yeah, wait. Taylor's version.
Is it,
last night I
is
heard
it a vault?
My own heart beating, sounded like footsteps. Let me go to the chorus.
Is it a vault track? No.
Come back, come back, come back to me, Eli. Eli.
And then where does this wear a movie?
Oh. You would if this was a movie. Stand in the rain outside.
Yep, there it is.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, I spent so much time listening to TTPD this weekend.
Okay, there will be time for you to discuss that within the Fast Five stories.
She said shut up.
Within the freight, no, because we're going to talk about Taylored and I don't want to talk about her twice. I don't want to double dip.
I'm looking down at my hand. I was out to dinner with my, sorry, lunch with my good friend Shannon Ford yesterday. She's just so fabulous. Like, you just want to compliment everything. And I was like, oh my God, I love your ring. Can I try it on? And she was like, yeah, and I put it on my middle finger. And she was like, honestly, it's a middle finger ring and it doesn't fit my middle finger. You can have it.
I want to see
it. And that's what you get for giving compliments, you know? Gifts.
You never know. She was like, when you're just going
to
be
bequeathed. I love it, but like it just doesn't work on the finger that I need it to. And honestly, let it have a second life with you. And I was just kind of taken by that.
That's really nice. And it's not tit for tat. And I'm sure she did it out of the goodness of her own heart. What did she give you? Oh, no. That's not what I was going to say. I was going to say, like, now you just need to like have that in mind to maybe repay the favor one day.
I thought you were going to say have it in mind. Just like keep complimenting her. Maybe like I'll get something else.
No, the opposite. Oh. Like, give her something one time.
I'm now like, Shannon won, me zero.
Yeah, but it's not tit for tat. She didn't do it so that you'll give her something, but you should lead with that generosity of spirit as well.
I love that, first of all. And second of all, being with Shannon sparked something I wanted to talk about on the toast today. You know, we always joke that we have a chip on our shoulder, and we do. But I found myself being extra chippy yesterday, totally separate from our usual chip, but... And I was trying to explain it to Ben, and I don't really know what the right word is. I guess it's like dazzling. Shannon has this real energy, this spirit about her. We're like, we go to a restaurant, like the waiter falls in love with her. We go to, we went shopping afterwards. Like, I was invisible. Like, it was just the Shannon show, and she's not even trying. She just has this like dazzling energy about her. And I literally like, it was my cross to bear. Like my cloak of invisibility. Just honestly standing in Shannon's shadow, I had a chip on my shoulder the whole day. I was like, hi, I'm here too.
Okay, that's cool of you.
I was like, really? I took it personally.
Well, I want to say something.
Oh, shit.
And not to take away from Shannon, because I know exactly what you're talking about. She's just like all eyes on Shannon. You know, people who don't know her, like there's
She's
just something
gazelle.
Magnetic about her. Like, especially if she walks into a store, like
fashion.
I want to help Shannon because if I'm working there,
you're judging like, people for sure based on commission.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So, and I feel like Shannon's going to buy something. However, it's not fair for you to have a chip about that because you have a magnetism as well. Like when we're at a table with like a group of people, say we go to like, everybody wants to talk to you.
That is so
like,
nice.
The center of the table is like wherever you're sitting. And then like the further away you are from Claudia, like the less involved you are in the conversation.
Wait, that's like, I'm literally going to cry. The nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Is that true?
It's so true. I feel like you're just like,
oh my God,
the center. And then everything else just
like,
you
don't understand what this
in your ripple
means to like an attention seeking whore like me. Like I'm not okay. I'm the center.
So it's like, it's a little different. It's a little different than Shannon's dazzle.
Yeah.
But you have a dazzle all of your own. And people could have a chip about that. Like, how come everyone wants to talk to Turdy? How come everyone's having at Turdy's jokes? It's like, if you're not sitting close to Turdy, you just hear the laughter and you don't know why everyone's laughing.
But, like, when we were
but you've not experienced
Jackie, when we were
that.
Shopping, like, my ass was so invisible. Like, I literally spent so much money just to prove a point. Like, I was being crazy. And I actually have, like, really bad anxiety about how much money I spent yesterday. But, like, me and Shannon were shopping. We, like, bought bags. And I was, like, maybe going to buy one. But the way this guy, like, went, I was like, I'll take it. And he was like, okay. Like, he did not care.
And I can't believe you made so many purchases and you didn't even like send me a pic. Like that's fucking rude, Turdy. What about me? I have a chip
now. It's disgusting,
now.
But like I had Shannon, you know?
No!
My other redheaded friend.
That's wrong. And don't even try and put Shannon in between you and I. That's not right to do to Shannon
and Shannon, it was good to see Shannon's face completely healed. Like,
yeah.
So I had like an amazing Sunday, just like being it was 79 degrees. Like you were not going to catch the girlies inside. We were out all day. We went to lunch. They tried to seat us inside. But of course, Shannon to the rescue. And I was like, Shannon, you know what? If we want to get our table moved outside, like we have to tip. But I wasn't going to be the one to tip. I don't have that sort of suave energy. But it was my money. So it's like Shannon, the guy was like loving Shannon. I'm like, I paid. It was my 50. Like Jackie, I was being psychotic.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's rough, Turdy.
Yeah, no, I wasn't the best version of myself yesterday.
I'm so sorry. but you have so much else going on for you is what I was trying to say. And it's like, okay, once you did get the table outside, like then it's your table.
Oh, you know, and we saw a couple of housewives. We saw Alexia and Marisol. They were together eating lunch. They were sitting outside.
Nice.
Yeah. It was very, like Shannon was like, oh, there's a housewife. And she didn't know who it was. And like, it was painful trying to get her to like explain to us who it was. We couldn't see her. And we were like, go, go. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, I feel like she's from New Jersey. Like she was really being, me and Taylor were like, to tell us. But then we eventually saw who it was. She had seen Alexia. She didn't even notice Marisol.
Got it. Yep. How fun.
Parklet, chip, toast.
Toast, yeah, I think we're ready. Other than that, oh, I caught up on BPR this weekend. So I'll try and stay consistent and recap when it's on this week. But I was seriously emo at Lala's sperm donor party. Like the way this girl has my heart, I can't even tell you.
And it's so funny because the like Stan Twitter, where I get like a lot of like where I take the temperature on things, they're turning on Lala. Like everyone's like kind of hating Lala. So it makes sense that your timing, like you guys, you are two ships passing in the night with popular opinion.
For sure, but I always love Lala. Like, she's just someone who I'll love through thick and thin. And right now, like, I'm finding it very easy to love her. Like, she's so...
Unbothered.
She's unbothered, but she's also, like, growing and changing and just, like, doing hard things and taking it all in stride. I just have so much respect for her. And I was seriously, like, I was getting teary-eyed.
I love that.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. I forget what else happened. Who gives a rip?
I feel like life is just a cycle of catching up on your shows, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was so behind. I'm so behind on like everything else. I finished my book, Serena Williams, and it was so good. And now I'm reading the book for the Redheads, which is also like some historical thingamajig. And it really pairs in comparison. Like, it's like silly historical fiction. And I'm like, this is silly compared to like the heft of what I just read.
I feel
read.
Like that's in my future because I'm like 75% thorough with Demon Copperhead. And I am loving it so much. And it's just kind of changing my perspective on the world. I was actually saying, talking to Shannon yesterday because she called herself a hillbilly. And I was like, you know what? I'm actually like not going to use that word anymore because this book that I'm reading, and then I got on my soapbox, you know, Moral Superiority. I'm reading a Pulitzer Prize winning novel and I go for jogs. I'm loving it. I like don't want to finish it. Even though the part that I'm at now is like, I think I knew it was coming the whole time because you can't talk about like, you know, Appalachia without, you know, someone having an addiction. And I've reached that point and it's sad.
Yeah, it's sad, but we'll talk when you finish the book. After I read that, I wanted more
Appalachia.
I don't know if after I read that, I think then I watched Dope Sick, but you've already watched Dope Sick, right? And then I read Hillbilly Elegy because I thought it was going to be like the nonfiction version of kind of this story. And it didn't do for me what I thought it was going to do, honestly, but it wasn't very long, so it was fine.
Okay. So I know the feeling.
Of heft.
Of like a book hangover kind of too. And then it's just like, you're so, like you, like I'm reading a Pulitzer Prize, like I'm so like educated, you know?
Yeah, and now I feel like dumb, I'm wasting my time. Like not to shade the redheads, and it is a snitch's choice, which means everyone's gonna love it. And I'm just being like a hater to my core. But that's just kind of where I'm at. So I just thought I would update everyone. Thank you. And where I am.
Love that.
Which is here.
Love.
With you. About to do the Fast Five Stories That You Need to Know.
And the Fast Five Stories That You Need to Know are brought to you by Skims.
That you.
The cotton jersey t-shirt is a wardrobe staple. The one from Skims is amazing. I'm finding myself reaching for it all the time. It's a good basic piece. It fits really well. It's smooth. Everything from Skims is just like well-made, made for women, made to flatter, made to fit. And they're so size inclusive. They're so on trend. Like, I really can't say enough good things about the brand Skims. They make the best basics and like foundational items that, you know, with spring upon us, summer here, like a good short sleeve tee that you can style a million different ways with like big pants, you know, the big pants trend or big shorts or little shorts. But I prefer to have big pants. Small shirt. And Skims is great for that. The soft smoothing shirt is another one that I love. It's super flattering. And it just goes beyond like the casual wear. They also have so many different colors. Like you think there's white and black? No, Skims, they're giving you 10 different versions of white, beige, black, gray, brown, nude. They have it all. So some of our favorites are the boyfriend t-shirt, the cotton jersey long sleeve, and the smoothing t-shirt. That's one of my favorites. Super size inclusive again. You can shop sizes extra, extra small to 4X. You can shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. It's now available in extra, extra small to 4X. And if you haven't let, be sure to let, if you haven't yet, excuse me, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show from the drop-down menu. That's right. We're on the Skims website. Everything you get, I get, I love, and everything you get from Skims, you will love. It's just one of those brands that you can like trust wholeheartedly. Like if you need something, like I'll get the Skims version because it's going to be great. Today's episode is also sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, maybe this is the kick in the chuchas that you need. You can give BetterHelp a try. It's done entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. I think that's a huge bonus. I think a lot of people love that about BetterHelp, because if you've done therapy, you know the first person you meet is probably not gonna be a fit. Sometimes it takes 2-3 times, and when you're doing it in person, it's just so awkward and kind of like not cost effective to have to like cancel and call and meet. It's just like awkward. But it's super easy on BetterHelp to switch, and you can talk to them in whatever medium you're most comfortable. So if you want to text, video call, phone, FaceTime, you can do whatever you want. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/toast today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/toast. This episode of The Toast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And if you're just looking for positive coping skills, learning how to set boundaries, empowering yourself to be the best version of yourself, it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Like anyone is eligible for therapy, you know, big or small. So that's betterhelp.com/toast, betterhelp.com/toast. Today's episode is also brought to you by the Skylight Calendar. So Mother's Day is upon us. You know, your mom runs a busy household. She's keeping things organized. She's doing everything for everyone all at once. And if you're looking for a gift that's going to make her life easier, enter the Skylight Calendar. Now, you might know Skylight Frames, a longtime sponsor of The Toast. They have a brand new calendar, and it's really kind of sickening for the organized or the disorganized. You know, maybe it's time to get it, you know, kicked into shape. No more constant reminders, no more cluttered paper calendars, no more worrying that someone has forgot something. The Skylight Calendar is here, and you can sync your events that already exist on like Google Calendar, Apple Calendar, Outlook. You can also add events directly using the touchscreen or with the free Skylight mobile app. The Skylight calendar comes in two sizes, a 10-inch or a 15-inch, and the 15-inch you can mount to the wall, so it's really sleek and clean. It shows all of your family events together in one spot. It can color code. It's kid approved. You can add emojis to make it more fun. And when the calendar is not in use, you can turn it back into a digital picture frame that we all know and love from Skylight Frames. So they have 100% satisfaction guaranteed. If you don't love the Skylight Calendar, you will receive a full refund, and they offer 120-day money back guarantee and free returns. As a special limited time offer for our listeners, you can get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/toast. That's skylightcal.com/toast. Mother's Day is coming right up, so order today. Get the 15% off your purchase when you go to skylightcal.com/toast.
Thank you, La.
You're welcome.
Our first story, tailored weekend update. Two things to discuss, plus Turdy's thoughts on TTPD. First, Taylor and Travis shared a sweet moment at a charity gala in footage shared by Patrick Mahomes. The Mahomes family had a charity event this weekend. Taylor accompanied Travis, and they were seen looking glamorous.
Yeah, like we're getting nothing. Like, they were there, and we know that because there's like four blurry pictures and videos going around from different angles of the same moment. We're latching onto it for dear life, like psychoanalyzing the body language. But there's nothing there, which is devastating.
And then part due is that Charlie Puth reacted to his name check barely on the Tortured Poets Department in a way that is weird to me. That is reading weird, especially from the Puths.
He hasn't said anything. This is probably the biggest thing to ever happen to him, and sorry, will ever happen to him. And part of me like respects that he's not being thirsty about it, but like, cause like you could, that couldn't be me. I'm getting name dropped. Like, do you know, by the way, do you know, so there's a line in So High School, are you gonna marry, kiss, or kill me? And it's from that viral video where a million years ago, Travis is being interviewed by like a sideline reporter, and she's like, marry, fuck, kill, Ariana Grande, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift. And the girl, the sideline interviewer, she came up on my TikTok, Jackie, she is like deceased beyond belief. Every video she makes is like, the fact that Taylor has seen a video of her. Like, she can't get over it.
I saw one of her videos. What was his answer, by the way? He was going to kiss Taylor, but who was he going to marry?
I don't know. That's actually a good point. I'm not sure.
And, like, in that game, like, the highest honor is marry, right?
Well, I don't know. It's all circumstantial.
At least he didn't say kill.
Right. It's all circumstantial.
Yeah, but I saw that. No, so all that to say, like, if you were referenced on the album, like, you'd be crapping your pants. Meanwhile, Charlie Puth has done
Can't
nothing.
Can't be bothered.
And reposted a slide from her Instagram carousel, and he didn't even give any commentary. Like,
by the way,
that's
Travis
weird.
Said, that's messed up. I don't want to kill any of them, he told the host, ultimately killing off Ariana Grande, kissing Taylor, and marrying Katy Perry.
I think that's better than marrying Ari, don't you think?
Yeah, well, now, like, you know, Katy and Taylor are friends. I do often think about how, like, Taylor and Ariana have, like, there's not one anything. Like,
well, when she did her You Need to Calm Down video and she had, like, drag queens of all the pop stars, she did have Ariana.
Yeah, I mean, she couldn't not. And I don't think they per se have beef. I think they've never acknowledged one another, mostly and recently because up until recently, Ariana was, like, Scooter's girly.
Oh, true. And I also feel like some people just aren't meant to be friends and wouldn't get along on a personal level. And those two seem like that.
Okay, wait. Also this morning, I was looking at Taylor's Instagram. It's really so crazy to me that, like, even after all of this, you know, Taylor is the Beatles, this monumental peak of fame. Like, Selena Gomez has 100 million more followers than her. So does Kim Kardashian. And I know Taylor, like, never posts. And honestly, like, as a big Swiftie, you actually don't need to follow Taylor on Instagram. She never posts. And when she does, it's news instantly. Like, you can consume.
No, it's still, it's weird, especially because it's not like Selena has the most bussing Instagram. She's always taking a break.
Yeah, like, Kim obviously works at the algorithm, the feeds, the it's Kim's flow. Like, it's her job.
On her resume, it's kind of like the number one thing, being like a social media influencer. That's the hub of everything else. Oh, and reality TV star. But it is weird that Selena has 100 million more than Taylor. That legit makes no sense.
It's the craziest thing. So that's what I was thinking about this morning. Now, TTPG, let me tell you. I'm currently hyperfixating on So High School, the song about Travis. Especially, like, the chorus makes me, like, the bridge. It makes me, like, dead ass giddy. I'm over here, like, twirling my feet when she's like, I feel like laughing in the middle of practice of that impression you did of your dad again. Like, I'm obsessed. That song is so good. And I have decided, not to be like a hater, like, I have decided what the worst song in the album is. And if anyone wants to hear it, like, let me know. You can disagree. You will be wrong. I've seen people saying it's their favorite song. I actually, like, and I literally would lay my life out on the line for, like, I think it's a bad song.
Okay, I'm listening.
And I just, like, I hate to be so negative because what the message is that I spent the whole weekend listening to the album and I couldn't be more obsessed with it. Like, it's incredible.
Okay,
but
okay.
There's an actual, like, bad song on it. And every time it comes on, I'm like, oh, the bad song.
What song?
You guys aren't ready. Like, it's a very hot take.
I'm ready.
It's the...
I'm sat, as the kids say.
The Alchemy.
Oh, that's fine with me. I haven't harped on it too much. I think I've listened to, like, the first 8 songs a number of times. I'm still, like, I'm breaking it up into chunks. Yeah. Like, it's going to be, like, 3 separate albums for me. And I don't really harp on The Alchemy or Guilty as Sin.
So Guilty as Sin is good. It's getting a lot of attention right now. The chorus, the bridge, a lot of people are trying to decode. What if he's written mine on my upper thigh? Okay, just go through your...
I know this is like a basic answer, but I really like Who's Afraid of Little Old Me.
It's the best song on the album.
It's so good. I really like the line, like...
Teeth?
We took out all her teeth. Yeah. It reminds me of The Greatest Showman. And also the book I was just reading, like, you know, in that era, like, that was entertainment, like.
Freaks
and dogs and things. And it's like literally feels Greatest Showman coded to me, which is important to me.
I saw someone who theorized that the song is actually like a response to Olivia Rodrigo. I don't actually see it that way.
I've seen that the song is about the music industry, like, and all the people, like, the who's who of who's that, and, like, they're a Who's Afraid of Me, you should be.
Yeah, and also another song about the music industry is Clara Bow, just about how it's like, we're always looking for the next hot young thing, and it's like, you get to a certain, and you're like, grandma, bye, Stevie Nicks, bye, Taylor Swift, bye.
Yeah, so Clara Bow, I think that's where I keep going like back to the top, because like the Black Dog and Down, I've only listened to like Thank You, Amy, because I'm still in the first half. So
okay, let me tell you some highlights. I'm gonna be taking my time with these. Peter is so good, like it's so good. Love Peter. Now I also saw another theory about the manuscript, which is the last song on the album, and it's not even a theory. It's just like how they're interpreting the song as being sort of like a sequel to All Too Well. And just like about this heartbreak, but so much has happened because of that song that, like, you know, she looks at it so differently now. And she has said that on tour many times. Like, used to be this song she like couldn't sing without crying. And now she doesn't even think about the heartbreak. She thinks about all the memories and all the people who love the song and All Too Well 10-minute version. Like, and I think the manuscript is sort of like closing the chapter on that. And I really liked that interpretation of it. And if you listen to it, you can see it too.
Nice. And apparently Robin is about Aaron Dessner's daughter. Baby.
I didn't see that.
Someone told me that they thought I would like it because of that. So I listened. And then, you know, when you listen to a song, like ready to pay attention and you forget to pay attention.
Yeah. Also honorable mention, Loving the Bolter. But the way you were, it's like Clara Beth is scared to death. I've been the Bolter. Like that's what I keep thinking.
Oh, for sure. But also it reminds me of that animated movie Miley Cyrus did, Bolt. I thought I lost you when you ran away to try to find me. I thought I'd never see your sweet face again.
I love that Miley song. What the hell movie are you talking about? Why don't I know that reference?
It's about a dog who runs away. I thought I lost you when you ran away to try to find me. The dog ran away. I think it was a dog that was, he was like a famous dog on a set and he didn't realize that it was like Truman Show style and he ran away to like try and find his girl. Like, yeah, it's really intricate. But it's just an animated movie. Didn't really go anywhere other than into the deep wells of my heart.
Now, do you think that Taylor will perform TTPD songs at the Eras Tour?
Yes, I think there will be a TTPD era.
After Midnights.
Wherever she wants
to be. Right, I guess she doesn't go chronologically, so she could put it anywhere.
I don't think after Midnights, because you're not going to end on that. You're going to end at Midnights.
The way it ends, like Karma, the confetti, the colors, like it's so the perfect way to end a show. But she obviously has some partnership with YouTube, because she's released two YouTube shorts where I've learned more than I've learned in the last 10 years. And she had some rehearsal footage in there, and somebody like, you know, pointed out there is like something that looks like the TTPD logo. So I think it's like pretty much confirmed that she is going to do it. I'll be very interested to see. And do you think...
As she should.
Do you think that's just like... I feel like... Forgive me if we've had this conversation. I might have had it offline with someone, or I might have had it online with you. Do you think that's how she'll... By the way, we definitely had this conversation.
She'll just keep doing this forever?
Like she'll do the Eras Tour forever, adding new eras, taking things out, and like she won't ever be on that track again where she does album tour, album tour, album tour.
Perhaps. But I do think like once this Eras Tour is over, like there will be a long break, and then she might come back and do, not call it Eras, but like play... Yeah. The greatest hits, but again, not a greatest hits. But I was actually thinking that her next album, if it's about like everything, like the end of everything after TTPD, I think it could be called Eras.
Oh, and it would be called the Eras Tour.
And then it would be the Eras. Like, because this, everything post TTPD is Eras.
That's true, actually. Like, I like that. Actually, you sound like a crazy Swiftie, but I like it.
It just came to me.
But is she...
And she likes a one-name wonder.
Yeah, but she's also just not someone to, like, ever really repeat, you know? She's very original.
Yeah, I also feel I'm like... I'm just saying, it came to me, just like Baby Doreen. I had to share with you guys.
I do feel like, culturally, though, the word Eras, like, is over. It was hot.
Oh, it's her word.
No, it was hot for a minute, like, in the zeitgeist. Like, I'm in my villain era.
Well, I feel like if she... Like, it's a real word. It's a good word. And I think she can keep it alive if she wants to.
Love that. If anyone can do it.
And it could be her word. So her and Baby Doreen and Baby Olivia will be writing the next album called Eras.
Love.
That's my theory.
Love.
Okay, are you ready for our next story? So that's closing out the Taylor Swift talk for today.
Okay, let me just make sure I didn't like have any more thoughts about the album. Yeah.
Our next story, Sophia Bush reflects on coming out by sharing a quote from poet Maggie Smith. So Sophia Bush is feeling freer than ever after coming to terms with her sexuality. In a candid essay for Glamour's April cover, the actress reflected on her divorce from Grant Hughes and also revealed her relationship with soccer player Ashlyn Harris.
We know.
She also admitted that this year felt like her very first birthday. As she wrote, "I finally feel like I can breathe." She continued to reflect on the striking piece on Instagram revealing that poet Maggie Smith has inspired much of her revelations and her thoughts on her birthday in particular. She said, "I feel like last summer I had my very first birthday, my own. And last summer, Maggie Smith's words helped me begin to understand why. From afar, she helped me put myself back together." Now, of course, like, is this the Dowager Countess,
okay, Maggie Smith? I'm so glad you brought that up. Who the fuck is Maggie Smith, if not the Dowager Countess?
The thing is, I'm sure we could look it
up. I'm not interested.
I prefer this version.
Agreed. I feel like Sophia Bush is doing everything in her power to, like, come out the other side of this scandal as anything other than, like, the other woman. And no, literally nobody is purchasing what she's selling. Like, I was reading, like, comments and just, like, people are obsessed with this story because it really is so crazy. And, like, her rewriting history, and I'm sure that everything she's saying is true. Like, that is her experience. I'm sure she was really unhappy in her marriage. And, like, she probably feels amazing. But, like, to not really address the elephant in the room, like, don't do press. Just.
What's the elephant? The cheating?
She, like, befriended this couple, these two women soccer players. Everyone was obsessed with them when they won the World Cup. They ended up getting married, had a baby, like, so cute. Everyone was obsessed. And then literally, like, Sophia Bush, like, befriended both of them. Like, became obsessed with soccer. Sophia Bush is, like, the part owner, and, like, she's in the soccer world of that, like, LA women's team that Eva Longoria does. She befriended this couple and literally burned it down from the inside. And now it's just like,
interesting.
I'm queer and happy, and, like, that's amazing. But what about the other stuff? Question mark.
Yeah. I don't keep up with this story whatsoever. Like, I guess because I never watched One Tree Hill. I don't have ties to Sophia Bush.
I don't have ties to her either. I come at this story because I followed the soccer players.
As a women's soccer fan?
I followed both of them. I loved following their journey.
Like, I don't keep up with the women's soccer team either. So everyone is, like, so caught up in this story. And I'm just, like, on the outside looking in.
Oh, you know, it's.
And from my perch, I'm like, happy for Sophia, mazel tov.
No, it's.
Happy first
Jackie,
birthday.
It's deeper than that. Like, it's.
No, I know. That's why I'm sitting and listening. I'm sat.
You're sat. Yeah, as you should. You need to decentralize yourself from this conversation.
That's classic me.
I am, like, I can't get enough of this. And I actually, like, in another world, and I can see, like, down the line, like, people becoming obsessed with this couple, like, for sure. But Ali Krieger is kind of the injured party here, and, like, no one is getting over it on her behalf. And then today I went to her Instagram because, like, all this happened over the weekend. I was like, has she posted? Because when it all went down, she was, like, posting things with shady captions, just, like, acknowledging, you know, the weird place she found herself in. She's just she's just posting a ton of ads for White Claw. So, you know what, go off, queen. She's running to the bank.
I love that for her. And then also Sophia Bush and Ashlyn Harris were on the red carpet together at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which isn't a story, but I would love to talk about some of the random people who attended.
I am, like, obsessed with you bringing that up. And I just, I don't personally, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I don't understand what it is. Like, how can it be a place where the president and Brittany Cartwright are both at? Like, I don't, and, like, in recent years, everyone from Vanderpump Rules has been going, like, how is that? It's a influencer event. I literally don't get it.
No, it's an influencer event. So it's like a night for, Meghan McCain calls it nerd prom. It's, like, for the DC people and media people, and because they're always, like, working together, you know, press conferences, whatever, it's, like, one night where we're gonna, like, kick our heels back and we have comedians and we're just gonna, like, have fun. I think it's, like, not even supposed to be super partisan, but media companies get tables.
It's like the Met
and
Gala.
They want, yeah, and they want to be, it's exactly like that. They want to be buzzy, so then they invite people.
Got it.
Who might, like, make some headlines in a, not in a bad way, but, like, then we'll be talking about that media brand.
That it's like, I don't get it. But positioning it like the Met Gala is also confusing. And also the Met Gala is a week away.
I know. We actually have a Met Gala story if it's next. If we could just, yeah, discuss this for 1 second. So Brittany and Jax went to the White House Correspondents' Brunch. They went to the brunch.
I only saw Brittany. I don't know if I saw Jax.
I saw him at the brunch. Oh. They walked the carpet separately.
But then the actual dinner, I think just Brittany was at.
Got it. Maddie Pruitt was at the dinner. Separately. Yeah, they walked it separately.
Did you see the
Maddie Pruitt was
theory?
At the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I'm not going to let up on that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely interesting.
Is she the first Bachelor, former Bachelor contestant?
I feel like no.
Yeah.
But wait, what was I about to say? Oh.
A conspiracy.
The conspiracy that Jax cheated on Brittany with his publicist, who he's always posting with. Like, that's the running theory. Is that what happened in their marriage?
Is it that publicist that everyone's always with?
Yeah. And honestly, like, if that's true and Britney's the one who moved out, like, that's insane to me. First of all, the wife always stays. Like, the fact that she didn't is so crazy. But also, if he actually cheated and then had the absolute gall to not leave the house.
I haven't. This is coming out of left field for me. Okay. I cannot comment on the matter.
Oh, wow. Okay. She's giving no comment.
Also, I feel like sometimes, like, you want to leave. Like, okay, keep your smelly house. Like, I'm going to go get a nice rental in the hills.
So true.
And you can do stay here with all the dishes and the mess you made.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
What was the story?
Who else was there? Oh, the Sophia Bush, but then White House correspondents. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jax was at the dinner.
Like, it's the craziest thing to me. It doesn't make sense.
I need this list to also say who brought them.
Right.
Because Christian Broadcast Network brought Maddie Pruitt, and that tracks.
By the way, that tracks. I feel CBN. Like the Daily Mail bought Jax and Brittany.
Mm. Perhaps.
Christian perhaps. Broadcast Network. Why didn't the Jewish Broadcast Network invite us?
You're going to have to bring that up with them.
They'll be hearing from my people.
Yeah. But our next story is about the Met Gala.
Okay.
Because Anna Wintour is catching fire for partnering with TikTok for the Met Gala. So this year's Met Gala is sponsored by TikTok. The editor-in-chief of Vogue, Anna Wintour, will be joined by TikTok CEO Xu Chu on the red carpet just days after a bill was signed into law to ban the Chinese social media platform or force its sale. So this sponsorship was inked like way before the ban, but
I don't think Anna Wintour gives a fuck. She needs the money. It's an expensive affair. And who's going to have more money right now than TikTok? Like, go off. I think what's interesting about it is, like, where does that put TikTokers? Now, Anna, like, she needs the money, but she's very specific about people. Like, just because it's sponsored by TikTok doesn't mean, you know, all the TikTokers get to come. But I do think we'll see two or three. And I would love to theorize on who they are, because I think for sure Alex Earle is going to go.
Okay. We've seen TikTokers in the past, though.
Yeah. But it's always like, first of all, when YouTube... The thing is, what do you consider a TikToker now? Because the influencers that I know who went, they went when it was YouTube who sponsored the entire event. James Charles, Jackie Aina, Nikki Tutorials.
No, but like, what about the D'Amelios? Don't forget. So, Addison Rae.
Yeah, but to me, they're not TikTokers. They're celebrities.
For sure, but like, they are TikTokers. Yeah, I know. And especially years ago they were going.
Yeah, I think they'll go again, but not Addison. I think Charlie and Dixie will go. I think Alex Earle will go.
I think Addison will go.
Like Emma Chamberlain, but she's a fashionite now. She's not.
She's not a TikToker. Yeah. She's a YouTuber.
Right, right. But I'm trying to think of like who's who. Like who's the it girl of TikTok right now?
The who's who. Oh,
that's what I was thinking.
Of TikTok. I couldn't. I think I'm the it girl of TikTok. Honestly, everyone's like, where is she?
Me when I'm delusional. Literally same.
Where is she?
I actually am going to the Met Gala because I am the it girl of TikTok. Like who's like fashiony? You know who I feel like could go? Brittany Xavier. She's like so fashiony and so TikTok-y.
Yeah.
And
yeah, she
she's
is.
Not like Revolve. Like that's like not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like
no, high, she's like Dior.
High fashion. People who do.
And her baby showers were brought to you by Dior. Yeah.
I feel like she could go. Someone who's like above, like everyone like is like, you know, fashiony when they wear like their ASOS. But I'm talking about like real.
What about Pookie?
It's tough. I feel like. And I feel like Anna's very specific about not inviting people who are viral, but who, like, Alex Earle, I feel like, is past the point of virality. She is.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like Pookie might be, like, falling into, like, the viral trope, you know?
Perhaps, but she's the most fashion and high fashion viral girly there is.
But she's
she also, I think, has legit teams because she goes to, like, legit things. Yep. I think if there's a chance. She's got as good a chance as any. Not saying she's going to go, but like I think she's going to throw it all at the wall.
That's really interesting. I would love to see Jet out there shaking that thing.
Oh my God, them on the carpet. Honestly, they kind of need it.
The thing is, like, and this is why it just only doesn't make sense that TikTok is the partner of it. Like, I feel like the Met Gala goes out of their way to do everything like not corny, not viral. It's just sort of like elegant, and TikTok is like so the opposite. I feel like the vibes are so antithetic. Is that the right word?
I think they'll find middle ground.
Well, they must.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward. That's fun. I forgot that was coming up. Now, I read a report this morning that Taylor and Travis are confirmed not going. At the end of the day, they're always wrong about who they say is and isn't going to go. They really never know who's going. I can't see a world in which she goes to an event Kim Kardashian's at, especially after the song.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's like, you can have your smelly party.
Yeah, I think she like gave that to her. And it's just, it's so funny how now, like
why do you want to put yourself in situations that you're just like not going to be comfortable or happy? Like, she doesn't need to do that. It's for what? To prove what?
I also think.
She doesn't got to prove nothing.
I think Taylor's like literally too famous to go to the Met Gala. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. No.
Like, if John Lennon was alive, would he be going to the Met Gala every year? No.
I don't know him. Like, I don't know what moves him.
I saw.
What motivates him.
I saw a picture that I didn't realize till afterwards was doctored. But when I saw.
Classic.
When I saw the picture, it was seriously. I'm sure maybe some of you have seen it. It's like this photo that's going around that's, it's like AI, of John and Yoko on the cover of a magazine, but like it literally didn't happen. They're both naked and they're both just like turned around. So we see their butts and they're like looking over. And like the person who doctored it made John Lennon's butt not like fat, but like made his crack really, really long and deep. And made Yoko Ono's, wait, I'm going to send it to you. Made Yoko Ono's tiny John Lennon Yoko Ono butt crack. You will die. And then I Googled it. I'm like, there's no way this is real. But it was a really well done.
AI is slick, man.
Oh, okay. Wait, no, ready. This is like where I love AI. Do you know what I mean? Like.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the person who put this into AI like said give them polar opposite cracks or
oh my god, do you not think it's funny?
It is.
Look how big his crack is.
Okay, but do you think they said to AI like give him a big crack and her a small crack, or like AI is just going off of like what they, how long they think their crack
That's
is?
That's a good question. No, I think this person like intentionally wanted to mess with me, like for real. And they did. Like, I thought of nothing but that picture. I'll post it on my Instagram so you guys know what I'm talking about. I'll post it on the Toast Instagram, actually. You're going to die. You're going to die. It's AI. Been. It's not real, okay? But send it to someone you know. Just like, it's so funny.
Okay, are you ready for our next story?
No, because is it the next story that's brought to you by Mary and George, our new favorite show on Stars?
Yes.
Mary and George is a Stars original. It's inspired by the story of Mary Villiers, who molded her beautiful and charismatic son, George, to seduce King James I and then become his all-powerful lover. Through outrageous scheming, the pair rose from humble beginnings to become the richest, most titled, and influential players the English court had ever seen. This is one of those stories that you literally can't believe it's true. It's like you find yourself Googling while you're watching the show. The show is also just like good and sexy and it's star-studded, but the story itself is so crazy. Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine are starring in the show. Critics are calling it sexy, witty, and darkly rewarding. You can watch Mary and George only on Stars and in the Stars app. Jackson, I love a period piece. I also just love a story about something in history that is so crazy. You can't believe people aren't just walking around every day talking about it. And this is one of those stories. Mary and George is no exception. Mary is played by Julianne Moore, and her character pretty much has nothing to her name. She is desperate to elevate her social standing. We have all been there before. So what does she do? She puts her son to work. I love it. You can watch it now on Stars and on the Stars app. It's called Mary and George. Again, it's starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine. It's fabulous. Everyone's obsessed with it. And it's available to watch now on Stars and the Stars app. Today's episode is also brought to you by Cozy Earth. You know, 7 in 10 parents lose an average of 3 hours of sleep at night in their baby's first year. Moms listening to the show, you deserve, Jackie, you deserve quality of sleep. And I know I've got just the thing. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. We have an exclusive Mother's Day offer for our listeners. If you use code TOAST, you will get 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology. They adapt to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood, and they only use the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves. They offer superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. If you're worried about commitment, Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. They have a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all of their purchase. purchases, they are built to last the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and your overall wellness. So treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Prioritize your self-care and your sleep health. You all deserve it. So head over to CozyEarth.com. Use the promo code TOAST for an exclusive 35% off. Cozy Earth is CozyEarth. .com. Our promo code is TOAST, TOAST. You will get an exclusive 35% off. And with Mother's Day coming up, like, take care of the ones you love. Put them to bed at Cozy Earth, CozyEarth.com.
Thank you, la 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 la.
That's code TOAST at CozyEarth.com.
Our next story, Meryl Streep reveals Nicole Kidman skinny dipped every morning filming Big Little Lies. So Meryl presented an award to Nicole Kidman at the American Film Institute Life Achievement Award Gala at the Dolby Theater in LA on Saturday. There were a lot of galas this weekend. All's to say. And I just feel like if you weren't like in a gala attire this weekend,
you're nobody.
And you weren't at the park and you weren't shopping with Shannon and Taylor, like what were you doing?
Well, I just want to say, I agree that everyone was at a gala. I'm so glad they finally put together a gala to honor Nicole Kidman. I feel like we've been saying for years that they should do that. And it was, tell me how toast coated it was that like on the step and repeat, who's the sponsor in the background?
Canva.
Like for me, it was kind of like disassociating to see Canva like on this picture of Miles Teller.
I agree. They got their fucking asses up and they got Canva Pro.
No, it's good to know. Like, yes, they stopped advertising on our show and it's because they saved their money and they put it towards something bigger. And I love that.
Yeah. And then we see it back. And I hope they used Canva to make that step and repeat. Otherwise, like, what are you doing?
Do you think the Canva logo was made on Canva?
Could they have made it if they didn't have Canva?
The thing is, I don't think it was. It obviously is a billion-dollar company. They hired, you know, some big fancy agency.
So is this.
But I think that it's like a literal, that would be like the best marketing thing ever if like this billion-dollar company's logo was made on Canva.
It's like the chicken and the egg, like what came first, but Canva or the logo?
Also, Canva logos are like so generic. Like you can look at something and you just know it was made on Canva. And like, it's honestly not good.
Why is that an insult?
It's not. It's just like not good enough for a billion-dollar company for real.
I feel like there are ways to make things on Canva where if you're skilled and you're working hard enough, like people might just think that's regular old Photoshop. And
you know what's so crazy is like,
and that's the point. But if you want to be lazy and use a lazy basic template, not even search for a good template.
She said, get your fucking asses up and work.
And if you don't want to pay for Canva Pro and you do Canva free.
Jackie, please.
Well, you get what you pay for.
Calm down. They haven't sponsored the show in a while. Like, don't be plugging them so hard. Also, it's fine.
Claude, I'm so authentic. Yep. My passion and my zeal for Canva. Mm-hmm. I just closed out of a Canva tab to start the show. They don't have to pay me. This is how I feel about the brands that we work with.
Also about Canva is it's funny how like now it's a thing you put on your resume. It's, it was always like proficient in Excel, PowerPoint, and literally people put Canva. Like it's literally like a skill now. They invented a whole new industry. Like,
proficient in Canva greater than proficient in PowerPoint because not only am I doing the same thing or Photoshop, I'm doing the same thing and I have extra time. What else do you need?
Right, no.
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
And like, I don't need my computer. Like, I don't need my work computer. I can log into my account anywhere and all my work is saved. This literally sounds like an ad for Canva.
Well, it's an ad for Nicole Kidman's Lifetime Achievement Award. And apparently when they filmed Big Little Lies, she went into the Pacific Ocean every morning at 48 degrees, stark naked. And
so she cold plunged.
She cold plunged in the Pacific. That definitely makes it cooler as opposed to like a wooden tub in your backyard.
1,000%. Also, I'm so glad that they honored Amanda. What's her name? Amanda had a stroke. Nicole Kidman. Because it taught me something that I didn't know. I was like, why is Miles Teller there? Like, love that him and Kelly left the house, but like, for what? And he was cast in his first movie ever by Nicole Kidman. She cast him when he was super young. I don't know. I hadn't heard of it. I'll tell you. I'm watching American Pie, Rabbit Hole in 2010 with you.
Gotta watch it.
Saturday. 8 months after the accidental death of their 4-year-old son, Howie, Nicole Kidman and her husband are trying to overcome their grief. He wants to hold on to everything that reminds him of the kid when she would rather sell the home and make a fresh start. Cracks begin to appear in their relationship as Howie bonds with a member of his therapy group and Becca reaches out to a teenage boy with telling facial scars. Oh, that's so funny that he got the role because he actually in real life has those scars that I imagine mm-hmm. when he got them, he was like, oh, my career as an actor is over.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually was the catalyst. And maybe that's the message of the day.
That's a beautiful message.
It's actually also the message of the song Thank You, Amy off of TTPD. It's like the thing that you thought was going to break you actually ended up being the catalyst for all the success in your life.
Agreed. So shout out Nicole Kidman and everyone at the
Nicole Kidman Awards,
American Film Institute, for their service. Oh, and Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban walk the carpet with their daughters.
Oh, cute.
Their daughters. Did you see?
No, I feel like gorgeous she girls. Really keeps her kids out of the spotlight because of Tom Crazy Cruise.
Yeah, but these are her kids with Keith Urban.
No, I know. But like, I think that she's definitely scarred. Her kids don't talk to her because they're shunned. Like, she's an SP, a shunned person in Scientology. And it all played out so publicly that I actually don't think I've ever even seen a photo of their kids, which is like, I think a testament to their privacy.
But then they just walk the carpet together, so they want you to see. And also, they're like, they're young girls. They're teens.
Wow, I don't think I even, like, knew
young
that.
Young adults. Yeah, me neither.
On my way to Google, Nicole Kidman kids.
And then, are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Wait, let me see these kids.
Kids.
Oh, there's the Canva logo.
They're young adults.
Wait, there's how many? Three?
Yeah,
they're girls. Literally gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, they're like the most beautiful girls ever. They're going to be stars.
Yeah, no biggie.
Oh, and speaking of daughters who are going to be stars, somebody I saw, and I'm sorry to who it was, had a casting idea for the
ongoing Fiddler on the Roof project.
And Adam Sandler's daughter, who was in that Bat Mitzvah movie, she's got to be one of the daughters. She's gorgeous. She was an amazing actress, and she has a very Jewish look.
And she's the right age. I'll allow it.
And actually, Josh Peck texted me and he said, there has been a Fiddler on the Roof, like, revival in the works, quotes, for years. He's like, I don't think it's ever going to happen, but like, it's been, like, somebody owns the project.
Well, I'm glad that he knows about it. Hopefully that means that he's in it because he is also right for the movie. But that's what happens. Like, and they'll talk about that. Like, Greatest Showman was in the works for 10 years before it finally got to happen.
Wicked.
Never give up. Yeah.
Wait, speaking of things that finally
Wicked
happened.
Wicked is just like taking a long time to happen, but it's happening.
Yeah, but they announced it on Twitter in 2013.
Mm.
Or maybe 2015.
So it's like that.
Wait, also speaking of things that finally happened, Normani finally released music. Like the full circle of Normani's journey, like to announcing her album like actually 5 years ago, she released it. And it's so crazy how like nobody moved.
What is happening?
But there was a time when like people were choking. Like they were like, give us Normani or give us death. And it's so crazy to have squandered momentum like that. It's like, it's literally a lesson in what not to do.
No, a lesson in what not to do was the Instagram clear out and what is happening.
What is happening? That is so funny. I forgot about that.
She's wearing Abercrombie.
She's wearing Abercrombie.
What is happening?
I honestly, like, I follow Jason Tardik on social media and I cannot watch his stuff anymore. I need to mute him because it reminds me of that thing that I said.
Just mute him for a while until it goes away.
And every time he wears a shirt, I'm like, oh, that's a nice shirt. I wonder if it's Abercrombie. I'm really embarrassing.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Yes.
It's actually some exciting reboot-ish news.
Okay.
No, it's not terrible. Mufasa, The Lion King trailer drops. A Disney prequel is following a young Mufasa and Scar as Blue Ivy Carter joins the voice cast.
Obsessed.
Not the voice, capital V, the show, but
joins the cast of voices.
For Lion King, Mufasa.
Love that. I mean, her mother was in the most recent. Who was she? She was Nala, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Love.
Mm-hmm. So.
Also, I don't think I know what her voice sounds like.
This will explore the titular lion's origin story, depicting his childhood with his brother Scar, who becomes the main antagonist in The Lion King. Aaron Pierre and Kelvin Harrison Jr. will voice the younger versions of Mufasa and Scar, respectively. James Earl Jones voiced Mufasa in 1994 and the 2019 remix.
Such a voice.
Speaking of remakes, that is a stellar one.
Completely agree.
Stellar.
That opening. Oh my God, I think I could
chills.
I could watch it endlessly. And I feel like when it came out, people were saying it was like a flop. People were like not excited about it. I remember there being just like some hate.
Yeah, they were wrong for that. Also, members of the 2019 voice cast are returning, including John Canney, who played Rafiki, Seth Rogen as Pumbaa, Billy Eichner as Timon, Donald Glover as Simba, and Beyonce as Nala. And then Beyonce's daughter, Blue Ivy Carter, will play Kiara, who's the daughter of Simba, of King Simba and Queen Nala.
So wait, I'm sorry. Is this a prequel or a sequel?
It sounds like both.
Because Simba's kid?
Simba's kid, that's the future, but we're also learning about their upbringing. That's the past.
What's the movie called?
It's called Mufasa.
Now,
The Lion King.
Pardon my ignorance. Who's Mufasa again?
Mufasa, Simba's dad.
Who, spoiler alert,
the original king. Yeah.
That's James Earl Jones, yeah.
Yeah. And then it was also revealed, everyone, gird your loins, that Lin-Manuel Miranda is penning the film's songs.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you just brought that up, because when I was talking to Josh Peck, he brought up Lin-Manuel Miranda, like, in the conversation.
For Fiddler on the Roof.
And I said, Josh, please tell me Lin-Manuel Miranda's not involved in the project. He said he doesn't think he is.
No, that's...
But it didn't even cross my mind, because these days, like, who does musicals? Who's the guy? It's Lin-Manuel. You know who needs to do...
Pasek and Paul.
Yes, thank you. He needs...
Pasek and Paul for Fiddler on the Roof.
Pasek is Jewish. I don't know about Paul. But yeah, we need, like, Zionist composers.
Yeah. Yeah, Pasek
and
Paul. I'm
telling you, if they left it up to us, like, we could slay the house down boots.
No, and also, like, we can work with the suits, you know?
Of course.
Like, I understand we're not going to have it all of our course. Way. And some of our artistic choices. Vision is going to be compromised, because not everything can happen. And we have budgets and timelines, and we have to answer to people.
Scheduling.
But I feel like I would be really good at working with others to make this project come to life.
And we're proficient in Canva.
We are proficient in Canva.
So
what more do we need?
Put that on your resume.
We should actually start a list of all of our ideas for Fiddler on the Roof remake.
In case anybody ever does come to us.
And that way, also, if anyone comes to us, and also if they ever remake it, we could be like, oh, we thought this, but it was that.
Okay.
So Pasek and Paul.
Pasek and Paul do the music. Adam Sandler's daughter has to be, like, that's, I think, one of our really good ones.
Okay, daughters. We'll do a list of eligible daughters.
Wait, I know who should be the matchmaker.
Okay.
Alex Bornstein. Miss Ungermeyer.
Yep. She's got the part.
And she's, like, so Jewish.
I love that. And then for Tevye, our choices were, I had Sacha Baron Cohen, you had Liev Schreiber.
Oh, yeah. I think my Liev Schreiber is, like, a really good one.
I also would put Adam Sandler down. I would let him audition.
I would let him audition. Honestly, I don't know if I can see him as anything other than Adam Sandler, like, for real.
No, I could see him being like, if I were a rich man.
And the thing is, with Borat, like, I can't see him not making it, like, satire. And it's not a satirical role.
Actually, the movie is a little satirical. He's, like, talking to the camera. It's very jokey.
It's not a bad call, like, at all.
No, we'll add them all to the list. Who else do we have for daughters?
Lea Michele.
Oh, we had Lea and Michele. I feel like we had some other really fire castings.
But I thought
And then for men, we had Josh Peck. Mm-hmm. We will not allow Ben Platt anywhere near our movie.
No, like, stay away, literally.
I also would like to see, I'm going to put this back on the list, like, David Foster working with Pasek and Paul.
Oh, I love that. Oh, who's going to play, like, our the Nazi guy who runs away with Chava?
Oh, who's our Nazi?
I mean,
well, he's a, he is a Cossack, but
like,
it can really
vibe.
Be anyone. Like, seriously.
Let me think. Like, who's perfect for, Mark Ruffalo.
Glenn Powell.
Mark Ruffalo.
Stop. No, he's not coming anywhere near this movie.
No, for sure.
It still has to be someone that we like. Glenn Powell.
Yeah, by the way, Glenn Powell's a perfect casting.
There can only be one non-Jew in the movie, and it's Glenn Powell.
I agree. And he gives allyship energy.
Yeah. You know it's going to hurt him to do what he has to
do. Right. I was going
to
say, there's only one non-Jew in the movie, right? I mean, yeah, he has his Cossack friends.
Yeah, yeah, his friends, but also that judge who's like the head.
Mark Ruffalo. The guy on the horse.
The guy on the horse, he does look like Mark Ruffalo.
No, because he does look like Mark Ruffalo, but the guy on the horse, like, he had to carry out the anti-Semitic rulings, but you could tell he was a coward, but in his heart, he didn't think it was right.
Yeah, no, he wasn't, like, as bad as you could be. Of course, like, he could have
stood up for...
But then they just would have brought in someone worse.
He was a cog.
He was a cog.
Yeah, that guy
Laser
really
Wolf.
Looks... Oh, okay, wait. We need someone like a James Gandolfini energy.
Yeah.
Laser Wolf. Wait. Oh, I have Laser Wolf. Josh Gad.
Oh, that's good.
Jackie, that's not good. That's amazing.
That's really good.
First of all, he sings, okay. He's Jewish, and he looks like Laser Wolf.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Claudia.
Idina Menzel.
Or Jack Black.
Okay, wait.
For Tevye.
Jack Black for Tevye. He sings. He's Jewish. And wait, I just had an amazing call. Idina Menzel for Golda.
Okay. She's Jewish?
Yes.
Adele Dazeem.
Okay. Oh, I feel like we could also get Selma Blair in the project. She's a proud Jewish queen. Just put her name. I don't know what for.
Like village person?
Yeah, like someone.
Okay, I'll just add her to miscellaneous.
I actually feel like we have something really, really good here. Like, I don't know if you can like sell an idea like this, but like somebody should pay for it, or they could just steal it because like we're saying it on the podcast.
Yeah, honestly, like I want to see it get made, so I'll give it away.
Yeah.
Oh, you know who else would be a good Tevye?
Who?
Jon Favreau.
Is he Jewish? No,
he's on this list of actors that are Jewish.
Okay, wait. Also, Jeff Garlin somewhere. But I don't think there's a role for a Jeff Garlin.
I don't think so either. He's not someone that's like a period piece.
No, like he could only exist this year.
Except, you know what's technically a period piece? The Goldbergs.
So true, actually. So true. We could take from the Goldbergs too, even though I feel like a lot of those people aren't even Jewish.
Yeah, no. We're good.
We're good. We're it's in a really good spot. I feel
things are really shaping up nicely.
I'm excited.
Me too. Can't wait to watch it.
Same.
And those are the Fast Five stories. So yeah, Mufasa, Lion King origin story. I love that. I love the Lion King. Like, I think it's great. Music's great. I would love more. Give me more. Give me more.
Okay. She's sassy today.
Give me more.
I so enjoyed getting to spend this time with you.
Me as well.
And I hope everybody has an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening to the Toast and Lenny Morning Show, where we deliver the Fast Five stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe. Give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast and our podcast can be found on Spotify, YouTube, Stitcher, Public Radio, Everybody, Castbox, all places where this podcast is Toast and Fast Five. You're beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love ya. Bye.